Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lakeisha, L-A-K-E-I-S-H-A, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Lakeisha Reynolds is a 43-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 2/21/21. But at that time, she was the belted operator that was starting from a standstill when a pickup truck hit a car that then hit the bus she was driving from behind. Period. She was jolted forward. Period. She says she stood up and hit her right knee on a metal bar. Period. She did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Period. She believes she injured her back, neck, hip, and right knee and was seen in a virtual emergency room. Period. Further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter, nor is she currently receiving treatment. Period. Ms. Reynolds volunteered that she had injured her right knee previously. Period. There were no tears identified. Period. She was still getting physical therapy treatment for that knee condition that may be ongoing. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Reynolds was seen at Virtue Emergency Department at 2/21/21. Period. She stated she was sitting in her bus when she was hit from behind. Period. She hit her right knee on the metal console and has some pain in her neck and a headache. Period. She had x-rays that showed no acute fractures. Period. She volunteered that she had been in physical therapy for a right knee injury, but felt like she aggravated it in this accident. Period. She usually takes ibuprofen for pain and was requesting some now. Period. Exam found mild posterior cervical spine tenderness and anterior tenderness of the knee. Period. There were no open wounds, swelling, deformity, or effusion. Period. The joint appeared stable. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph on 2/21/21. She followed up at Concentra. Period. She states she was at a stop letting a passenger off the bus when a vehicle rear-ended the car in front of them, which caused the car directly behind the bus to rear-end her bus. Period. She became symptomatic later in the day. Period. At this visit, the exam found a minimal tenderness in the cervical spine with no muscle spasms. Period. Examination of the right knee was normal. Period. She had no neurologic deficits. Period. She was rendered diagnosis of acute neck pain, acute pain of the right knee, and right hip pain. Period. She was initiated on cryotherapy and was referred for formal physical therapy. Period. In paragraph on 2/23/21, the petitioner was seen by her family physician named Dr. Toporowski, T-O-P-O-R-O-W-S-K-I. Period. She had two sessions of physical therapy for the right knee so far and was about to start therapy for the neck. Period. This physician diagnosed strain of the neck, patellofemoral pain of the right knee, along with uncontrolled hypertension. Period. She followed up with Dr. Toporowski through 3/18/21 period. This was for a routine visit relative to internal medical problems. Apparently related physical therapy was not helping her chronic right knee pain. Period. Exam of the knee was not documented to have occurred. Period. She followed up at Concentra through 3/26/21. Appeared she was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and was discharged. Period. Physical exam was unrevealing. Period. She was to continue NSAIDs as needed and a trial of lidocaine patch was recommended. Period. New prior records show the petitioner was seen at Concentra on 1/3/20 alleging an injury the previous day. Apparently she slipped and fell and was having pain along the left side, but her main concern was her left fourth digit. Apparently she had gone to the emergency room where x-rays were done. Period. She was told it was not broken and she was placed in a splint. Period. She was diagnosed with laceration of the left ring finger without foreign body or damage to the nail. Period. She followed up a Concentra for this through 1/7/20. Period. Ms. Reynolds was utilizing home dressings. Period. New paragraph, she had also seen Dr. Toporowski on 11/25/20. Apparently she was taking medications for hypertension. Period. She had recently tested positive for COVID and was just getting over it. Apparently she was now back to work and has controlled high blood pressure. Apparently she stated she has white coat syndrome. Apparently her husband is a medical student and also gets normal blood pressures with the manual cuff. Period. She does not appear to have conveyed any musculoskeletal symptoms. Period. However, on 1/19/21, comma, only a month before the subject event, comma, she was evaluated through a telehealth visit. There she had chronic right knee pain, for which she was going to get x-rays, comma, Lyme titers, comma, and was to start physical therapy. Period. She needed a note to return to work, having been out of work 2 days from her position at New Jersey Transit. Period. She felt the right knee pain was getting worse for the last 6 months, off and on. Period. They then documented there was no injury, comma, swelling, comma, locking or giving way, comma, or morning stiffness. Period. Dr. Toporowski referred her for physical therapy as well as x-rays. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes with a crepitus or tenderness. Perci declined having her right patella reflex tested in anticipation of pain. Paired reflexes were otherwise 2+ bilaterally. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Hips and pelvis normal, knees normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. There was mild, non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired the rest of that is normal. Physical exam. Scratch that, I mean impressions. On 2/21/21, Lakeisha Reynolds was operating a New Jersey Transit bus that was just about to start from a standstill. Appeared to have struck by a car in the rear who had also been struck from its rear end in a chain reaction. Appeared she was seen at the emergency room the same day. She underwent x-rays that were negative. Period. She was going to continue physical therapy. Period. She felt as if she aggravated her right knee pain in the accident. Period. She followed up at Concentra on 2/22/21. Period. Their assessment was, quote, no apparent injury, end quote, but also diagnosed pain in the neck, right knee, and hip. Period. She was advised to continue physical therapy. Period. She concurrently followed up with Dr. Toporowski, our family physician. Period. This physician had been treating her for right knee symptoms only shortly before the subject event. Period. Those symptoms had been on and off for 6 months. Period. She continues to be monitored at Concentra. Period. She also saw Dr. Toporowski through 3/18/21. Period. Her last visit at Concentra was on 3/26/21. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be full range of motion about the right knee with crepitus. Period. There was no tenderness to palpation and provocative maneuvers. At the knees and hips were negative. Period. She ambulated with physiologic gait and was able to squat and rise. Period. She did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and lumbar spines, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0% permanent partial disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, right hip, comma, or right knee. Period. At most, Ms. Reynolds sustained soft tissue injuries in this event in terms of contusions and sprains. Period. They were superimposed upon chronic right knee pain. Period. She has a paucity of clinical abnormalities currently and has been able to return to work in her full duty capacity at the insured. Period. There is 0% disability to these body areas. Period. End.